News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump and top administration officials met with congressional leaders on Iran's shootdown of a U.S. drone. AP's Jackie Quinn reports from Washington.
After a briefing by the White House, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he's concerned about the escalation.
The president may not intend to go to war here, but we're worried that he and the administration may bumble into a war.
And he says he reminded the president that he would need authorization from Congress before launching any military action against Iran. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's crucial that the U.S. consult with allies before taking any action.
We know that the high-tension wires are up there, and we must do everything we can not to escalate the situation.
She says she is convinced Iran launched an unprovoked attack.
We have an untrustworthy adversary.
And says President Trump did not reveal the options being considered. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A SEAL team medic testifies he is the one who killed a wounded Iraqi teen 2 years ago after Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher unexpectedly stabbed the suspected terror group member. Gallagher's attorney, Timothy Parolatori, tells reporters outside the court-martial site in San Diego, military investigators failed to do their job.
Today, for the first time, somebody went to one of these witnesses and actually asked the real question, what is the cause of death? And what we learned, Chief Gallagher is not guilty of murder. The trial is certainly going to continue, but I expect that at the end of this, there will be a not guilty verdict.
Special Operator First Class Corey Scott says he put his hand over a breathing tube and asphyxiated the adolescent as an act of mercy because he believed the teen would be tortured by Iraqi forces. Scott also says Gallagher stabbed the prisoner in the shoulder, a wound he thinks would not have been fatal. Gallagher is on trial for murder in the case. This is AP Radio News. Lawyers claim a dangerous situation exists at a border detention site.
A legal team recently interviewed over 60 children at a Border Patrol station in Texas and had this warning. A dangerous and traumatic situation is unfolding for some 250 infants, children, and teens locked up for up to 27 days without enough food, water, and sanitation. Customs and Border Protection did not immediately respond to the allegations about the conditions, but has said in recent weeks that it's overwhelmed and it needs more money and help from Congress. Shelley Antler, Washington.
The remains of a North Carolina soldier, Private First Class William Hoover Jones, who was presumed dead in North Korea, are finally home. Gregory Orry is his nephew.
It was an emotional time for me, and it's something I will never forget. These gentlemen take their time, volunteer.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.